So today is Sunday, January the 28th, and I had these voice notes sitting here, and I am deciding to release them for a podcast. Interesting information that has happened from December up until just a few weeks ago. It's just, I'm gonna let y'all hear it because it's very interesting, and I hope you all get the messages that you need to get. Hey, you guys, RS Cole here. It has been a while since I've done a podcast, but I don't know if this is going to be a podcast or a voice note. It is just me today. I am a few days away from my solar return, aka my new year. So I don't know. I just have some thoughts, some downloads, some things that I guess I just want to speak about. So this is really just impromptu. So I don't know, again, if this is a podcast or a voice note that will turn into several voice notes that will turn into a podcast. I'm not too sure. You know, of course, the last official podcast you did hear was from myself, LaTanya, and Shadow Soul. And that is still circling around. That is still making waves. And people are still trying to sit with that information, which we're comfortable with. We're going to continue to go into the avenues of that podcast because that may also need a part two, right? That may need a spinoff pod because the guys and the girls were definitely going crazy over it. But that's not the point of this particular voice note possible podcast, I guess. Things have just been shifting within the world. Things are shifting within the energy of the universe. Things are shifting spiritually. And there's just things that I don't resonate with. And I've become more secluded and I've pulled myself back from a lot of media. And, you know, as I stated earlier, you know, TikTok did take down my Holistic Intentions page, which I'm okay with. It's fine. I may make another one and just go from there. I don't know. But I did do a aura reset and cleanse ritual, and the day that ritual finished is the day that TikTok took my page. So my intentions were extremely clear in that ritual, and I was actually okay with it. So I was able to sit and not even be, you know, mad or anything like that, and that's fine. I was highlighting a lot of the things that were about to happen. I was forecasting and foreshadowing things that were going to happen. And I was also speaking a different aspect of astrology and how certain things were in alignment. And you know how we had the Mars Cassini and things like that. So I was okay. It could have been an avenue of me giving out too much information or exposing too much. And that was, again, okay with me. I'm not upset about that because if I choose to start a new page, the people that need me will find me. You know, and we'll go from there. But I'm starting to want to be so much more exclusive in my own communities. You know, I do have my learning tiers. I have my copper tier, my platinum tier, my diamond tier, and my opulence tier. And this is for spiritual community, spiritual learning. Not only that, of course, I have my Google Meets. My Google Meets are every Friday. You know, since then, I've kind of been live on Instagram a little bit more. And, you know, just catering to the community. And I'm not looking for, you know, millions and millions of people to like understand. Even though I feel the information that I have is for millions and millions of people, not everybody is ready for that type of elevational information. Not everybody is ready to be on that type of spiritual wave. And the spiritual community has gotten so messy. And it's become them versus them. You know, it's just, it's become this versus battle in the spiritual community. And you have a lot of so-called spiritualists providing incorrect information, wrong information. Now, whether they're doing it intentionally or just doing it because they truly don't know, you know, I haven't divined over that, nor do I want to take and spend the energy to divine over that. You know, for those of you that know me, know I moved recently and this move has been bananas. You know, the elevation of myself, my, you know, esoteric knowledge, the energies and the spirits around me, they have really, really shown up and shown out. and they've been like crowding me and just protecting me from a lot of the bullshit. And I look at it as possible an avenue of protection of why my TikTok was taken. Like I stated, the specifics in my petition around that aura cleanse and reset ritual was to unplug anybody that was feeding off of me. It was to unplug anybody who, you know, did not truly wish to learn or discern information. It was to remove people who felt that they could feed off of the light that I was providing others. And, you know, like I said, it was a lot more in the petition than that, but that's just like the very specifics of it, right? The very basics is unplug anybody who is within my energy that just really shouldn't be. Unplug anybody that is within my energy that is utilizing and using my energy. Unplug anybody, remove their access to even attempt to divine over me, which I mean, I cloak myself anyway. You guys know that. So a lot of times people will just get the same messages over and over again, or they'll get messages about themselves and think that they're interpreting it about me. And it kind of is what it is. I like it that way. I love to confuse those, right? Because don't pull my energy without my permission. So I'm very heavy on that. Unless I allow you into my energy, unless I tell you to. And then even when I tell you to, there's an expiration on the time frame that I've allowed you into my energy and I've allowed my spiritual court team to talk to you. And I think that's a practice that a lot of people should do. And I don't care if you are going to diviners or readers or, you know, mediums or anything like that. You still have to protect yourself, right? Understand the people that have the intent, good intent. Understand where there's nosy people and then there's people that genuinely want to assist you. So you just got to be careful. Either way it goes. But the spiritual community has become a shit show. And people are like, oh, well, I may as well go back to Christianity if I'm going to be talked about, if I'm going to be blamed, if I'm going to be ridiculed and scrutinized. And I'm really disappointed in a lot of the elders. And I don't mean the elders as far as like, quote unquote, old people, right? Or what people would consider old. I'm talking about elders that have been in the community for a long time, right? So even if you are 35, but you've been practicing spirituality since you were 5, you would be an elder to somebody who came into this 2-3 years ago, even if they're older than you. And I don't think that people understand that. A lot of people equate the elders being age. No, it's wisdom and it's experience. You know, I had to come to the grips to sit with that I'm a freaking elder, you know, even though I haven't even reached 40, but it's okay with me. And I'm fine with being that example, being that beacon and teaching and learning and helping those who truly want to be helped. Anyone that has fallen under my guidance, anyone that has fallen under my mentorship, anybody that has even come to me has had a different light, a different perspective. So I'm not only going to provide you the energy that I see or provide you what is provided to me, whether it's through spirits, whether it's through your people, you know what I'm saying? Just whatever comes to me, I'm going to provide you. I'm also going to provide you different solutions. And I really feel that that's something that just sets me aside from anyone else. And that's not to boast. That's not to brag. That's just to say that's me. I am set aside. And I have to be comfortable in being proud with not being grouped in with the crowd. I have to be comfortable and proud of, you know, how and what I do and how and what I move and what's given to me. And even what's taken away, I have to be okay and comfortable with all of those things. And I have come to grips that I truly am. And I have to be grateful for all things and move according to how I am told to move. And I believe that I am just going to get more exclusive with my energy, more exclusive with my teachings. And I think them removing my TikTok page definitely came at a perfect time. It came at a perfect time. And I'm just ready for the rebirth. Like I said, I'm a few days out from my solar return, which, like I said, is AKA my new year. And I am ready for the elevation. I'm ready for the new things that I am going to see. I'm ready for the new things that I'm going to experience. I'm ready for the rebirth. I'm just ready for all of it. And I'm comfortable where I am. I am okay with not having a trail of mindless, blind individuals just following me, right? I don't like to even say followers, but it's just I have people that support me. And the people that support me understand my mission. And to me, that is more important than anything else. And I think a lot of people that were on my TikTok page were just followers. They didn't support the mission. Some of them just followed me to see what the hell I was talking about, or, you know, what they can take back and steal and go share in Facebook groups, because you guys know I'm not on Facebook. So a lot of things just really came to light doing the aura cleanse ritual, and I'm okay with it. Like, I'm very comfortable with it. I'm comfortable talking about it. And this will probably be something that I also just release for people to be able to utilize and be able to have for themselves too. I posted it, and, you know, of course, again, it was taken down because I had posted the truth ritual too. That, ooh, yep, the truth and reflection ritual. And then that aura cleanse ritual. And like I said, I had posted those, and right when that ritual finished, my account got taken down. It said it was suspended indefinitely or what have you. But again, I'm not worried about it. Whatever needs to happen is going to happen. So I will just keep growing and keep going ahead as I've been led to do, and just become more exclusive in the information and how I'm sharing certain things that I am provided. So I am excited for new things, excited for growth, excited for change. I'm ready. I am ready. So, of course, you know, join me on my Instagram lives and we'll go from there. So whether this note turns into a podcast or not, or several compilation of notes turn into a podcast, no matter what it is, I hope that you get to hear it. And peace and blessings to all. Hello, hello, hello. Back with another voice notes, possibly term podcast. Still not sure what I'm going to be doing with these, but it is now 2024 for the Gregorian calendar year. And I brought in the Gregorian calendar year with plant medicine and downloads and lots of information needing to be shared. And I went live and talked a lot about it. And now I can't go back and see that live. I can't even download it. I've been trying for the past few days. I don't remember everything that I said, but I know that the water spirits are not happy. And there's a lot of things that are going down and have been going down and will continue to go down. And the places that I said were going to be flooded and have tsunamis and beach water just so happened to all happen. People were sending me articles. It was like, you were talking about this on live. And, you know, I was telling you guys about the separation and the dividedness within the spiritual community. You know, we have Pluto about to transit into Aquarius on January the 20th. And this is going to change. And I've been telling y'all for years. And y'all know I told y'all this years ago. And a lot of people had something to say about it. But I stated that the reckoning was coming. The dawn of the fake spiritualists, people who really didn't know things, people who basically had just got into the community just to be popular and to gain money and not to really help people, they're going to start being exposed. And there's so many people that have been exposed and are continuing to be exposed. Empires are falling. Shit is falling. Shit is happening. And they're trying to find different ways and different avenues to stay relevant and to keep the community engaged. But they're failing, and they're failing because their spells are wearing off, because it was never theirs to begin with. Social media is going to change. Things about social media are going to change. Things about people that have these quote unquote fans and followers, and y'all know how I already feel about that term. It's going to change, and you're going to start finding a lot more people looking for authenticity and less drama. And I'm not saying that everybody that's dramatic is not authentic, but at some point we have to have balance within not only ourselves, but then the communities that we are building with people. And that balance is going to come from just you being authentic and moving within spirit, moving and guiding how they need you to be moved and guided, and not the extra drama and the tearing down of another and always in, you know, low vibrational mess. A lot of low vibrational mess is about to come out. A lot of low vibrational mess is just going to continue to flood the media. A lot of you, if you watch me, you know that I don't do a lot of like news and stuff like that. I don't care for it because of the energy that it carries. And we all need to, at some point, definitely get to the water. We need to give thanks and honor to the spirits of water. And if you can't get to like an ocean or a lake or, you know, a body of water, do it in a bathtub, do it in the shower as you're drinking water, allowing water to flow through your body, as you're washing your hands, washing dishes, washing clothes, anything that has to do with water. Start honoring, start speaking into the water, start telling the water to provide you with knowledge, information, and things that you need to know. This is not a time to be nosy, to try and look and peer into other people's life and other people's business. This is a time to gain the knowledge that is specifically for you, for your vision, and what you are supposed to be doing while you are earthside. There's been so many revelations that have come to light after and during that plant medicine and growing through the shift of the Gregorian calendar year and these moon phases that's going to happen. So many shifts are about to start happening. And if y'all are not changing your minds, if you guys are not elevating your mindset, if you all are not healing your traumas, you're going to start looking at everything that is said from a trauma's perspective. You're not going to be wise enough or have the best discernment in order to make certain decisions. You think people disagreeing with you is them being cocky or them not knowing what they're talking about. But at the same token, a lot of people are not willing to elevate their thought process. They're not willing to change their view if they have said something before. It's okay to learn new information and shift your mindset into the new information that you have now found out. People are not researching for themselves. They're going based off of their feelings. They're going based off of society. They're going based off of things that have been said by other spiritualists or other people, and they liked it or they resonated with it at that time, depending upon what type of energy they were in, depending upon their version of healing that they were in, and they take it and they run with it, and they never elevate it. They never evolve that thought process. They stay stuck. And I don't care how spiritual you are, if you are not evolving your thought process, if you are not taking the things that you are learning, if you are not taking the things that are being downloaded to you by spirit, source, God, ancestors, whomever it is that you subscribe to, you are still behind and you are not in alignment. You're in alignment with the old version of you. You're in alignment with the old version of the world. You're in alignment with the old version of your thought process, and you're not growing mentally, and that is going to hinder you as we continue through 2024 up into 2029. It is going to hinder you so bad. At some point, we have to learn and accept and understand that we may have been given the wrong information in the beginning, and that's what we based our theories off of, or that's what we based our thought process off of, or the things that we have been able to share with other people. But once you become of knowledge, once you have the knowledge and the information shifts, so should your mindset. You should be willing to expand the things that you know. Again, going into Aquarius is Pluto. All these masks are off. We are in year 8, year of Saturn. All of the old coddling is not going to happen anymore. People are going to start to become more vocal. People that have certain placements within Aquarius, you are going to start hearing them a little bit more or a little bit differently of how they are saying things. and the shifts in, that they are maneuvering in. I know, again, my thought process is to become more exclusive into my community. My podcast won't stop, right? Me and Shadow will still do podcasts. And of course, we'll still invite other people to come on and do these podcasts, excuse me. But so much is coming to light. I feel like my brain is running at 100 miles a second because so much information is passing through my mind. And I feel that I'm gonna become overstimulated and overwhelmed if I don't start talking. So I believe that at some point this year, this podcast is going to really, really rev up. And I have to just be honest. I'm focused on teaching more than I am pushing out products. I would rather teach and provide information to people so that they can keep it, so that it doesn't get lost. There's still so many spirits that have not been honored. There's so many spirits that have been truly forgotten. There's so many spirits that are just waiting and waiting and waiting, and knowing that there's certain things that they can do, that they're just sitting there. A lot of the planetary spirits are sitting there shaking their head because they're like, I can do this, I can help with this, but people have forgot about me. There's so many different spirits. There's so many different colors. There's so many different alignments. And maybe it sounds like I'm rambling. I don't know. But I needed to get this out because so much is going to shift. So much is going to happen. You are going to start to see more things come out about these celebrities. You're going to start to see more things that have really come out about the government. More things come out about how they've been moving with money, how they've been moving with your taxes, how they've been moving with different things. It is all about to come to light. All of this shit is about to start being revealed, and there's nothing anybody can do to stop it. It is already in the process. Pluto is about that death, that rebirth, that transformation, snatching you up by your edges type of energy, and moving into Aquarius. The time of reckoning has come. It's begun. Saturn is like now about to go take a break because Saturn had its foot on these cardinal signs' necks for the last 15 years. But now it is time for that reflection period to be over. Serving justice due for the things that have happened, reaping what you have sown, as people would say. That now, okay, it was a time to plan. It was a time to structure. It was a time to strategize. It was a time to know where and how you were going to do. Saturn is about structure. It is about business. It is about paying dues. A lot of people like to say revenge, okay. You know, a lot of people like to say karma. Whatever it is that you subscribe to, Saturn rules over a lot of structure. Saturn is a very heavy masculine aspect of the zodiac that rules over Capricorn and from time to time will adopt Aquarius. But more astrology is going to start coming into these podcasts. I try to avoid a lot of astrology talk, but I can't anymore. Because I've become privy to the information and I can no longer ignore it. I've become privy to certain aspects and I can't just hide it. Because at that point I won't be in alignment and I won't be walking within my purpose. And I become punished for that. And I don't have time for that. Again, we are in the year of eight. We are in the year of Saturn. And for those that think they skated, for those that think they got by, not at all. It's going to be a very interesting time for Leos, Scorpios, Aquarians, Pisces. It's going to be an interesting time over the next 20 years. It is time for you to be expansive. It is time for you to take off the mask. It is time for you to grow with the changes ahead. Do not resist your growth, or you are going to have a hard time. A lot of you are in relationships and dealing with people that you should have left a long time ago because you knew it was over. Whether it's a friendship, whether it's a business partnership, whether it's an actual romantic relationship, y'all are going to be tested. Your mental health, your emotional health, your emotional and mental stability will be on the front line. And because these are signs that tend to make emotional decisions, this is a time for you to really tap in, to really understand, because you are going to definitely be tested. Things will happen that you won't like. Things will happen that you don't agree with. But at the same token, all the while dealing with people you know that you shouldn't be dealing with either. Energies that are around you that just shouldn't be there. Relationships that have just ran their course, you know? And if you guys heard, again, the podcast with me, Shadow, Latanya, then you would know that there is still a time and a place and an experience that you have with people. And it doesn't matter how you feel about it. Society has made people so possessive that they don't understand that they're supposed to experience another person, not possess another person. And when that experience is over, be grateful that you've had the experience and you have taken away what it was that you were supposed to learn from that individual. And I'm going to repeat, it doesn't matter if it is platonic or romantic, even family. We have deaths that are about to start happening. And with these deaths happening, you have to look at it the same way. You are to have an experience with that person before they left this earth. But what are you taking away from the experience? Are you truly experiencing it? Are you living or existing? Are you just going by each day blindly, unappreciative? Not soaking in the knowledge that you can soak in. Times are about to change, y'all. If you social media famous now, good luck. I hope that you have more substance than what you consider an avenue of fans or followers. Because if you don't have more substance than drama, if you don't have more substance than false information, people are going to see you for who you are. Those masks will be coming off. You will start to see the true spiritualist go into hermit mode. Even if they don't have hermit mode in their human design profile, you're going to see them start to be a little more reclusive. Start to see them be a little more exclusive with the things that they share. You're going to see them be more intimate with the people that support them. I'm going to repeat that. That support them. You will start to see these things. So don't think they've gone away. Don't think they've been overshadowed. Don't think they've been overcast. They're doing exactly what they're supposed to do. Because it is a time for now, they have a different mission of raising the consciousness of people. Elevating the emotional avenues of people. Presenting true, pure, spirit-ordained love to people. And if y'all have been listening to me, or if you guys have been on my Instagram lives, then you know love is a currency. It's elevated. It's changed. It's no longer the same frequency. Love is a whole different frequency. And if you are not falling in line, you are definitely going to fall behind. And your love is going to start affecting your material pleasures. I just want y'all to keep that in mind. Till next time. Hey y'all, I'm back. It's been a little bit since I did one of these voice notes that may turn into a podcast or may just stay a voice note, I don't know. But I'm starting to see such a shift in things, a shift in people, different things coming up, different times coming up. People are starting to show exactly how much they don't know. You're really starting to show their true selves. And it's just interesting to see how people are going about things. Mentally, emotionally, spiritually. A lot of stuff is just happening. People are starting to see things for what it is. Even things just being brought to light to me. And again, y'all know, I don't care for the messy crap. I just don't care for it. But here we are. I mean, granted, I'm not being messy, but y'all know I stay out the way. But I'm just looking. That's all I'm doing. I'm just looking. Because it's just about to continue to get real. It's just about to continue to get real. I hope that everybody has been cleaning their system. I hope that everybody has been, I don't really know what to say, because I don't want to give out too much information. Because, again, I don't know if I'm going to release this as a podcast or not. But I think I have a few other voice notes that I've done over the past few weeks that I may need to go back and review. But so much, like, right before my eyes, things that I said were going to happen is happening. People that I said were going to come to light about their knowledge level, it's happening. And it's so rapid. I don't think I can keep up with it. Again, I just want to stay out the way. But at the same token, it needed to be revealed for a reason. It needed to be seen for a reason amongst people. Because y'all need to know who y'all are truly supporting. Y'all need to really know. And people are so worried about releasing products. I'm not worried about that. And I think I was telling y'all that before. I'm not worried about releasing no products. I want people to learn. I want people to be educated. I want people to know how to do things. How to move and maneuver in the spiritual community and in the spiritual realm. And I don't even want to call it a spiritual community anymore, because just it's so tainted. It's just so tainted. I just want a tribe. You know what I'm saying? I just want a tribe. I want a tribe of people who are truly willing to learn, to know, to understand, to evolve, to grow. Willing to branch out and do different things. Willing to do different castings. Willing to, you know, have a different level of support for the universe. That's what I want. I want a tribe. Tribes tend to be closer than communities. And it's because it's so low-key. So knit, you know. But we'll see what happens. As things continue to unfold, as people continue to unfold, as their true motives continue to unfold, as those that don't know continue to be called out about their non-knowledge, as that just continues to happen, all I can do is just sit back and just watch it unfold. That's all I can do is sit back and watch it unfold. Oh, I did make another TikTok. It's not too big. I think I'm probably hitting like 100 followers, maybe 112 followers or so. I'm not sure, but it's, I think holistic_intentions_official, I believe. I'm on there. I have a pinned, you know, post basically saying that TikTok had took down my other one. So, but I did make a new one for those of you that want to follow that particular page and support the mission.
but we're going to have some hard conversations, and this is not going to be a time of me sitting back and being silent with these, you know, internet bullies and platform gangsters, because I truly don't give a shit. And for those of y'all that know me or have been, you know, supporting me for a while, y'all know my give a shit on meter has been broken for a long time. And it seems like it's just getting worse with time and me entering into my new year, right? After my solo return, it's probably gotten worse. And given the fact I have Aquarius placements in the rebirth, the knowledge, and the travel aspect in my birth chart, oh, a lot of people are not going to like the things that I say, because I have to think outside the box and I have to shed light on things that other people are not shedding light on. And y'all, I know you guys heard me talk about before when it came to possessing people, you know, when people be like, oh, such and such did this and that. People make choices for their lives, and you can make a choice for yours too. You know, a lot of people try to wonder how I'm so understanding or forgiving. That's nothing to do with that. I'm just a tolerant individual. I'm tolerant up until a point. But one thing I've, you know, told people, and I like to use the term, you know, the colors in a crayon box, because we know you can make so many of them. But, you know, I used to tell people, you know, I'm tolerant and I'm good up until I'm not. And you have control over that not, you know, you control your destiny with me. And I'm a tolerant person, but just don't let me show you other colors that are in the crayon box. You know, I can look sweet. I can look innocent. I can look everything that you want me to. And I'll be that. But the moment that you push me to a point where I have to show you the additional colors of the crayon box, that's on you, not me. And I have no regrets. I'll never regret that. But just be careful of who y'all are tuning your energy to, who you're giving your energy to. And this is not just people on social media, this is people in real life. You know, I've just start working with a law firm, and it's overstimulating. It is very overstimulating hearing these cases and certain things that, you know, are never highlighted in the world that goes on. And then, like, I don't know, I guess I'll figure it out, but I just feel very overstimulated. Very, very overstimulated. And I'll figure it out and it'll get better. I asked for a new avenue of how to make a difference, how to make a change, how to incorporate healing and even, you know, the spiritual concepts into different avenues. And I guess the law will be something very different. I have a lot of thoughts behind that. I won't share them just yet, but there's a lot of thoughts I have behind everything that's going on. Y'all gonna just keep seeing stuff come out. I know a lot of things have already came out. Did y'all just go keep seeing stuff come out? It's just gonna keep coming. It's not gonna stop. A lot of these Christians have also been exposed, which I knew. Again, I said this. I had already said this. Oh my God. And I said it from 2022 going into 2023. I said it. 2021 going into 2022. I said it. I think I was more direct because I also included the aspects of the government. Like, we're going to start seeing shit change. Like, y'all know what happened when they signed that tax bill. Y'all going to start figuring out, like, things are going to really start to fall. People are going to really start seeing how their money is being abused. And, you know, let's be honest. If you make under $100,000 a year, you are considered the working poor. As many people don't want to hear that, that's real shit. You are considered the working poor. $100,000 plus, is barely middle class, you know, getting into that 200K is upper middle class, right? So you just gonna start seeing stuff just roll out and happen, and just, it's all gonna come to pass, y'all. You're gonna start seeing more of these celebrities go back and forth, and, you know, just, it's gonna be all kind of publicity shit that y'all gonna see. And I just hope that y'all are aware enough and rise up enough to not allow the drama to distract you from your purpose, your soul's purpose, okay? I'm pushing for people to be in my learning tiers more and more, so I hope to see any of you there. You can always go to my Instagram, holistic_intentions LLC. I have a blue background with my tree of life in the as above, so below position, and I have opulence that runs along my tag under it, so you guys know that you're getting the real account. But yeah, we'll see what happens, y'all. We shall see what happens. So I am live pretty much every day on Instagram, but I'm getting pulled into a different direction, so I may not do that anymore, but we're gonna see what happens. But I hope you guys have a good day. Till next time. So, hey you guys, back again. I guess at this point, I don't know. I just continue to have these voice notes, but I'm on my way to work. I've just been having a lot of interesting cases and things, again, just coming to light and turning around as the universe is resetting itself, you know, as Pluto continues to transform people and information and bringing things to light, right, and serving justice. I've had a few clients that were pretty spiritually aligned, and it was so very interesting for them to, you know, be able to talk to me at the law firm, because some of the things I was able to enlighten them with, and like how things were really playing out at an astrological point, was so on point. It was crazy. And I really feel that there's something here. I really feel that there's an avenue here of a bridge that is possible. That's very, very possible here. And even though, yes, I'm definitely still overstimulated for sure. It's just, you know, so much at one time, and then dealing with energies, right? And you guys know I used to work from home, so I didn't have to be in a office setting with other people. And I just, you know, I feel the overstimulation for sure, but I know me, I'll find a way to balance and manage. I work with someone very near and dear to me, and they do help me out because they can understand where I'm coming from. They are extremely spiritually inclined, although don't tap in all the way. Very spiritually, you know, inclined, and can understand some of the things that I speak of, and even things that I don't say, you know, able to read my energy very well, and know where my stress and frustrations do come from, being in a non-secluded setting. So we'll go from there, of course, and just keep going. And like I said, I know I'll balance it out. I know I'll figure it out. You know, this opportunity was literally just that. It was an opportunity, and I'm blessed and grateful to have it. So I want you guys to also come into this with that type of thought process. You know, it may not be exactly what you want, and you're asking for different things, or you're asking your spiritual court team for different things. It may not be to the exact of what you want, but it's going to be what's for right now. And I am extremely blessed and grateful to have this opportunity, you know, with the law firm, because at that point, y'all know, I'm always going to expand knowledge. I'm always a person that wants to absorb and learn how I can work with knowledge, and how that knowledge can be translated spiritually and stuff like that.
And I'm going to continue to do that, you know, and I really do enjoy the fact that I was able to put those points together. Like I said, from an astrological standpoint, it was amazing to be able to do that. And it was with more than one person I was able to do that with. And that's why I was like, okay, I'm definitely in the right place at the right time. Yes, I have my overstimulation. Yes, I'm just trying to manage, you know, having to be around others. Yes, I actually have to drive, you know, I actually have to drive, but I guess the message to take away is when you ask for certain things, when you ask for avenues of finances and money and opportunity, take the opportunities that you get. Sometimes things are literally just for the now. Sometimes things are to get you where you need to be. It's to pivot you to a better place. So never think that something is quote unquote beneath you or something that you just can't get yourself into or somewhere you just can't live and, you know, stuff like that. I want you to really think about what's being afforded to you. I want you to really think about the opportunities that you can make out of where you're going and what is granted to you by your spiritual court team. You have to show gratitude in everything, even if it's not initially what you want, but it can pivot you. It can get you where you're looking to be. You better freaking take that shit with a smile and be grateful. I don't care if it's a car, if it's a by way of an opportunity of employment, by way of an apartment, a house, a condo, a fucking trailer. You know, beggars can't be choosers. Let's be real clear. When we come into our spiritual court team and when we're conjuring up spirits and when we're asking God for things, baby, we begging, okay? We're asking. We're the ones on the asking end. Beggars cannot be choosers. Yes, we want the finer things in life. Yes, we know the things that we deserve. Yes, we know exactly what it is that we want. But we also have to be willing to accept the things that are provided to us, the things that are given to us, being grateful for all opportunities and all spaces that are provided to us so that we can do better, so that we can grow more, so that we can elevate higher. But you have to be present. You have to be grateful. You have to be thankful for the now. And if you're not, you're not going to get what you desire. You can attempt to manifest whatever you want to manifest, but until you are grateful, you have to show your team, you have to show spirit, you have to show God that you are grateful for what is being provided to you, to what is being given to you at that time. If you cannot have an attitude of gratitude for very small things or things that can align you with where you need to be or something that you need for the now, then you are not going to get those big blessings. Those things that you desire are not going to come, you know, for you. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are like, oh, I want a new car, I want a new car, I want a new car. And they're presented with opportunity to get a new car. But because it's a, you know, 2018 Honda, you don't want it because it's not the 2024 model or the 2023 model. You are dipping yourself right out of a divine blessing that is provided to you because you know what you can do with that car? You can take that car, you can drive it for what you need to drive it, allow it to get you to point A to point B, and then you'll be able to trade it in and get what you want. But you have to be willing to accept what is provided to you and be grateful for the things that are provided to you in the now. And a lot of people look past that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know I just made a major move, right? So it's just like, I'm in a smaller house than what I'm used to, but I'm okay with that because I'm grateful. I'm grateful for what was provided to me because it could have been nothing at all. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you have to have gratitude. Even if it's not what you initially envisioned in your mind, it's a stepping stone to get you where you want to be. So you have to be able to accept the things for the now. Live in the present. Everybody is still looking so far into the future. They are forgetting to live for the now. And if you're able to live for the now and transmute the things that you don't desire into things that you desire or into other opportunities or other avenues, you better be fucking grateful that shit is coming to you. But if you are not grateful, if you go moan and bitch and complain about the things that's coming to you, this is only a 2018, I wanted a 2023, or, you know, this is a one-bedroom apartment, I want a two-bedroom apartment. Listen, be grateful for the shit that is being given to you. And stop complaining so goddamn much. Times are shifting. Earth is shifting. Currency have shifted. I keep telling y'all, love is the new currency. And if you cannot love where you are, if you cannot love the skin you're in, if you cannot love the things you do, if you cannot show an attitude of gratitude, which is also a form of love, you're not going to get where you want to be. So I hope that helps somebody. I hope that really resonates with somebody. I really hope it does. And today is an interesting day for me because it's my mom's birthday and I don't want to go to work today. But you know what? I'm grateful that I have a job to go to because it's extra income while I'm still retransitioning my business. You know what I'm saying? It's income that as while I'm retransitioning my business, as I am doing something different, if I am doing something new, I have a job. And it's able to fund my lifestyle right now. It ain't what I want, because I don't want to work outside my house. I don't want to be away from my children. My children are even complaining, like, Mom, I don't like this. Because they've been so used to having me all their life. My oldest is 19. Like, my children have had me all their life. But at the same token, as I stated, you have to have an attitude of gratitude, okay? You want to be grateful for the things that you have. And if you cannot be grateful, don't worry about my GPS. If you cannot be grateful, then it's going to be what it's going to be. It's going to be what it's going to be if you cannot be grateful. So I hope that helps somebody. But y'all already know, again, as you hear, I am driving. And I just needed a little razzle dazzle as to how I needed to get somewhere. So I just hope that this helps somebody. I hope it helps somebody. I'll tap back in, y'all. Whew. Another voice note. I'm noticing I have to be careful of the things that I say. Yesterday, I was talking about how I really didn't want to go to work because it was my mom's birthday, stuff like that. Why today? Well, first of all, we left early because they start closing down the bridges. And today there's a freeze over, so we didn't even have to go into the office today. I'm gonna definitely be careful of the things that I say. However, it still holds true and it still holds rain to be grateful, be thankful in all things, be thankful and grateful for all things. And I mean, yeah, just be thankful and be careful out there if you guys are in any of the cities that have freezing rain or snowstorms and stuff like that. So until next time, y'all.